Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Number three, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Joining me now is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. We had to do a little rearranging here to make this happen, but we have pulled it off. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good, Bill. And you sound good. That's good news.
I've still got a little bit of the cough. The cough is... The cough is not a great indicator, but it is less. It is becoming less prevalent, I guess would be
great.
So, you know, working on it.
And you've typically let me bat first. Now I'm batting third. I have to confess, some of these stories may be repeats. So you'll say, Rob, we've talked about that earlier. And however you do that as a media professional, one thing I noticed, you know, you and I have always thought Illinois was strange. They run their gun owners and particularly their concealed carriers every night through the NICS system. And I've always thought that's ridiculous because literally, if they chose random people out of the phone book, they'd find more criminals. It's like looking for the most honest group possible to look for criminals. So,
did you say maybe, they run everybody with a FOID card through the NICS system?
Every night.
Every night.
Every night.
Wow. Oh, well, no wonder they can't catch no criminals. Anyway, you were saying.
And then they go, by the way, we're all out of money, so that's why it takes us 9 months, you're wasting the taxpayers' money. No wonder you're not processing these applications. On top of that, they stole $300 million from the account and dumped it into the general fund so that Illinois Democrats could spend it on special interests. But there's a local Illinois media outlet who said, oh, gun violence is up. Look at all these NICS checks in Illinois. There must be just this epidemic of gun owners. And nobody pointed out that most of those applications were the state of Illinois pumping up its own numbers. So it's ridiculous. Now, they go, oh, there's gun violence. Oh, a judge just said that FOID card? Yeah, it's probably illegal. He had the case of a woman who had a firearm in her home. Police are involved for some separate reason. They go, you have a firearm. Let's see the FOID card. I don't have it. You're arrested. And then the judge said, no, this is a fundamental human right, the right to keep and bear arms. It's enumerated in our Constitution and Bill of Rights. You can't make people pay to exercise their rights. That's just like having a poll tax. And, of course, the media outlet goes, gosh, you mean so people be able to get a gun for free? No, they have to buy a gun. It means we're no longer willing to charge them a tax on a human right. The media is not doing a very good job in Illinois at getting the facts straight, Bill.
Well, they are the media, after all. The media is
become very lazy.
Huh.
They become very lazy. Most of them go through something called the topic tracker.
Oh, I remember you talking about that.
Yeah, and the topic tracker, the problem with the topic tracker is that all they do is mimic. They're like minor birds. You know, a minor bird doesn't really make, they're just imitating a sound.
Right.
So they're just like minor birds when they're doing this, and they're just imitating the sounds they catch off of the topic tracker, whereas when you do a podcast or write an article, you go out there, you develop a source, you do your research, you look at it, you right. look at the various things, and then you come to your conclusion, and you write the piece.
Right.
And that's just too many steps.
It's yeah, they're trying to appear trendy. They literally, yeah, that's it. It reminds me of junior high school again. I want to say what all the cool kids are talking about.
Yeah.
But there is one thing that Chicago media does a halfway decent job. It was another atrocious weekend. 45 people shot, 2 stabbed in Chicago. 5 of those people who were shot later died of their gunshot wounds. And we'll talk about it in a story that's actually teeing up another story. That's atrocious. When they say there's a epidemic of gun violence in the United States, it's not, quote, in the United States. It's in our deep blue cities.
Yeah.
It's in the Democrat strongholds. It's when you look at blue state or no, when you look at red states, we kind of, if you took out our blue states and looked at the red states, it's the America everybody wants it to be. There's low crime. There's growing economic opportunities. But then you have to factor in Illinois, corrupt California, corrupt New York. Wow. We really are 2 different countries, and I wonder how the twain are ever going to meet.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think the difference is the people who think for themselves versus the people who think like the media does.
Right.
Where they're just imitating sounds. Because when you think about some of the things that come out of the media, and then you hear the way people mimic that, use that
right.
as a fact or something, and it's like, well, of course you know that the sun's going to burn itself out by next week on Wednesday.
Don't you think you should stock more firewood?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And, but, you know, okay, so we're going with that premise. And along that premise, we're also, the problem is that, you know, for a few days, we don't have to have any proof, but a lot of people are going to react to that.
Right.
Like this is, in fact, fact. And that's where
yeah.
I think a lot of the problem comes from. So.
Well, boy, I wish it were just the media. I was reading about the constitutional carry bills in Texas, and some media outlet, it looks like Fox actually, found, by the way, there are like 250 counties in Texas. There are a bunch of them. They found some sheriff who said, you know, I don't think citizens should be able to carry a gun without a license. And if we ask the citizens, I don't think they agree with that. So somebody dug up a poll somewhere that said, oh, you know, if you ask this poll, should citizens be able to carry a firearm in public without any restrictions? Everybody go, well, no, there should be restrictions on that. Well, there is. You're responsible for everything you do. So they found this sheriff that would badmouth constitutional carry.
Sure.
She sounds much more like.
Real quick, tell everybody how to find your stuff because coming up on the break.
My bad. I'm sorry.
No problem.
My blog's at slowfacts.wordpress.com. I host the Polite Society podcast and Self Defense and Gun Stories podcast. My writing's picked up at Clash Daily and at the Armed Citizens Column on Ammoland.
We'll be right
back.
Plenty
to talk about when we come back.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E Essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. talking to Rob Morse. So then, we had not covered we had not covered that particular topic, Rob. So you very likely will continue not yet done. So
I want to jump on an article that I wrote, and poke at the media and at politicians a little bit. It is the business of politicians to sell favors to special interests. It's not their good looks that lets the Clintons, the Obamas, the Pelosis become multimillionaires, like hundreds of millions of dollars in their foundations. Today's politicians have done a very good job at dividing us into smaller and smaller factions. Now the groups are so small that the favors they give to one group collide with the special interests that they've already granted to another group. You know, big government politicians have made so many excuses for their political views that they're now contradicting each other. And in theory, the media is supposed to look at these contradictions rather than just act as cheerleaders for the excuses that the politicians generate. I think that explains why both politicians and the media have lost our trust. It's gotten so blatant that, you know, you can't just have your head down in the box scores and fail to notice. Two glaring examples hit me in the face last week, Bill. Democrat politicians told us police are racist. That's why we need to defund the police and, quote, reimagine policing, whatever that means. Meanwhile, they said, oh, no, we shouldn't let the ordinary citizen go armed. We need to let police decide which individuals can go armed in public. I thought we got past those Jim Crow laws shortly after the Civil War. No, Democrat politicians are still stuck there. The unstated claim here, of course, is that the police are politically neutral when it comes to giving citizens their rights back. And there's also a claim that gun prohibition disarms criminals. Well, in fact, it disarms your neighbor, and it doesn't do a very good job at keeping guns out of the hands of the thugs. And history and evidence say that these politicians are lying to us. And it was right after the Civil War when we saw gun control grow across the central and southern states. Democrat politicians later used gun control to disarm freed black men and women in the face of the Ku Klux Klan. And I think it's reached its ultimate contradiction today. Gun control is racist. We see anti-gun billionaires fly from resort to resort protected by armed security, but an inner-center grandma is disarmed when she walks to the mailbox to get her Social Security check. When the police are given discretion, they sell the right to go armed to the highest bidder. That's what we saw in the big blue cities of Los Angeles, New York. What hurts, too, is that judges and politicians are given those rights that we can't have, and then when we go into court and say, hey, aren't those a human right? Shouldn't I have them? The judges look the other way. I think that level of hypocrisy is why we don't trust the media, politicians, and judges. Politicians claim that gun control makes us safer. That doesn't fit with what we see every day. We're told that we'd be safe if we had universal background checks on every gun owner. And in some states, even if we want to just go buy not just a new gun, but a box of ammunition. But the FBI is as political as any government agency has ever been. This is the FBI who refused to turn over documents for the phony Trump, Russia scandal that they sold us. They even stopped answering questions once Biden was elected, even before he took office. You know, they say, we're going to work for the new guy. You can't touch us. It's the same FBI who raided former Prosecutor Rudy Giuliani last week to keep protecting Biden and his son from the corruption they were peddling in Crimea. We've seen the FBI be partisan, and I'm afraid that I don't trust them anymore, Bill, to conduct fair and impartial background checks. We just found out that they're saving that data rather than destroying it as they're supposed to. I'm worried that Biden will whisper in somebody's ear and the FBI will just, oh, we forgot to plug in the computer today. No background checks for you. Therefore, you can't buy guns and in some states can't get ammunition. I wish I were crazy. I don't think I am.
Well, it's very possible. The thing is, I see, when you're talking about this kind of planning and everything else, it's very evident that they think if they pass a law, that's all that's necessary. They think if they do this or pass this or ban that, that's the end of the argument. And they don't really think outside the box too much. FBI, they've been referred to as the fumbling bunch of idiots before.
Right.
And
yes.
I see that in a lot of these cases because some of these things they're doing are very, very transparent. When Trump got unelected, I knew why. Because there was too many things he was going after that he would have been able to push for without worrying about another election. But, that's all beside the point. Coming up on the next break, if you would, tell people how to find you and the stuff you do.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm co-host on the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing is carried at Clash Daily and at the Daily Surge. I write the Armed Citizen column on Ammoland. And once a week, I get to join Bill and the Ninjas. Try and join the band that you've put together, Bill. Thank you for having me.
The band. Yeah. The band without... If there's a band, the singer can't sing right now. You hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden highlighting some help that is going to the restaurant industry that they received in the latest COVID-19 stimulus package.
When the COVID-19 pandemic struck, our nation's restaurants were some of the first hit and the worst hit. In 2020, 2.3 million restaurant jobs disappeared.
That stimulus plan also increased unemployment benefits to the fact that John Mata, chairman of the Coalition of Franchisee Associations, says his franchisees are having a hard time finding workers as many people are just content to stay home and collect unemployment benefits. The Biden Justice Department says they will appeal a federal judge's ruling to overturn the national eviction ban. This comes after a Trump appointee judge threw out the order, giving a win to property owners who have fought the moratorium. You're listening to USA Radio News. The number of babies born in America last year was the lowest in more than four decades, according to federal figures that show a continuing U.S. fertility slump. Preliminary data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's National Center for Health Statistics shows U.S. women had about 3.61 million babies in 2020, down 4% from the previous year. Reaction continuing to come in as an independent oversight board ruled Facebook was justified in suspending then-President Donald Trump's Facebook and Instagram page. The former president is currently locked out of the platform along with Instagram. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton, no fan of the decision.
Free speech in America now depends on the whims of a monopoly corporation. That's how much power these people have.
Cotton speaking there on Fox News. The decision comes nearly 4 months after Facebook suspended the president's account. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Rob Morse, as we do.
Bill, I got curious about what would happen if the FBI forgot to plug in the NICS computer this morning. And I found out that there are 28 states where having a carry permit exempts you from having to go through a background check if you want to buy a firearm.
I live in one of them.
You live in one of them. I assume that those aren't the states that require a background check for ammunition. So far, the only states where I know that is, well, you need a FOID card in Illinois to buy it or even touch ammunition. And in California now, you have to do a background check to buy ammunition. So, neither one of those, unfortunately, recognize a carry permit. So isn't that interesting? We've said you're safe enough to carry a gun in public, almost everywhere, public street, right next to your neighbors, but we don't trust you enough to let you buy bullets for it. That's, yeah, insane. The number of background checks did go up last month. It was by like 1%. I'm sure Dean will dig into those numbers. God bless him. And I know I just tarred and feathered a bunch of politicians. I've got to take some of that back and apologize. Almost 70 House Republicans sent a letter to the Senate saying that David Chipman is an enemy of the Second Amendment. He would act in ways that are totally inappropriate, and the burdens that he puts on law-abiding gun owners, and they said he should not be confirmed. I'm going, what? I didn't know that many Republicans were brave, let alone all of them in the legislature. So that's great.
That's Bill? Interesting. I'm just, as I'm listening to that, this is the thing about politicians. Okay, I've grown since Paul Ryan was the Speaker of the House.
Right.
I have grown very dissatisfied with politicians. And I know that some of these guys, they go into office full of, I'm going to change the world. And then they all of them. I mean, possibly the Ron Paul. But, I mean, I think Ron Paul to a certain degree, and I know a lot of people are going to get upset about this, but I think Ron Paul figured out that the way he was able to stay in office as long as he was to be like Ron Paul.
Right.
So all of them get on whatever it is that keeps them elected. And that's their primary focus.
Too often.
And, yeah. And I think they need to be turned out from time to time. I think since they won't vote for term limits, that
right.
You got to populate your state Republican parties with people that will make sure that they, you know, I don't have a problem with a politician being in politics in the job for a long time, as long as they're performing. But I mean, look at Maxine Waters. Besides doing saying the stuff she says,
yes.
She's been in Congress now for 29 years. She's had three bills that have passed. Two of them were renaming post offices.
Yep, okay, so you just convinced me. It's one and done unless you can really convince me why you have to stay.
Well, it should be a performance-based profession.
Right.
Very simple. You perform great. Thank you very much. Your temp, and we're going to re-up your contract because you temp so well, and you're only as good as the last thing you did for me. And when it comes
right.
time to re-elect you, we're going to be asking, what have you done for me lately? So,
yep.
You know.
Along that line, politicians like to pass sometimes meaningless regulations to say, see, I did something.
Yeah, they do.
Well, this is a report that's 2 weeks old. It came out of Rand Corporation, and it's not like it's, they didn't find out that the Earth's turning backwards. It's things we pretty much suspected. They found out that taxes and regulations on firearms don't lower crime, don't reduce rates of violence. All they do is give the politicians more money to spread around.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, the claim, well, it's for the children. No, it's for you.
Yeah.
Wow. That Rand said it out loud? Holy cow.
Yeah, somebody slipped up on that one. But, you know, a broken clock is right twice a day.
Well, they told it pretty straightforward. I'm wondering who funded that study. All right, let's go to Texas. How are we doing for our time? Oh, we got good. Yeah, we can go to Texas.
We got two and a half minutes.
As for me, I'll go to Texas. I went back and looked at it. Texans lost the right to bear arms. They were written out of their constitution when they were readmitted to the Union after the Civil War.
Right.
And now they're about to get constitutional carry. It's being juggled through Senate committees. I think I saw today that it just passed out of a special committee that was formed so that it couldn't get trapped. And this is the time, if you wanted your rights in Texas, okay, wake up, make some calls to your state senators, and get it through. Now would be the time. You're nearly there. This is the time when you should pick up the phone and be an engaged citizen. They didn't have that problem in Kansas. Kansas overwrote the governor's veto of a pro-gun bill. In Kansas, that bill lowered the age to apply for a concealed carry permit to 18. It put in place, and this I thought was, geez, this must, how did so much honesty get in one bill? They put in place a path for restoration of rights. That you and I, that has frustrated you and I forever. And they said, oh, you know how the, normally it's the attorney general, you go forth and negotiate with other states to make sure that ours are, they said, you know what? Here, recognize permits from every other state, period. There's no negotiation. If he has a carry permit, we recognize it. Wow. From out of Kansas. Who knew?
Who knew? Coming up on the last break, and if you would be so kind, please point out the various places that your work may be found.
I produce the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. Just recorded an episode today. I co-host with an ensemble at the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing's picked up at Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. Each week, I get to write the Armed Citizens column at Ammoland. And once a week, we aim for Friday. Sometimes it takes us all the way to Wednesday to get on the air with Bill and the Ninjas.
Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Excuse me. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Been speaking with Rob Morse as we've been trying to cover everything that is coverable, do everything that is doable, see everything that is seeable.
And,
hard to do on radio, the seeable part.
The seeable part, but we're giving it a shot. You've been dodging tornadoes. Homemade guns are a thing these days, Bill.
Yeah.
Defense Distributed is, it's not, okay, Defense Distributed said the government getting all crazy about homemade guns is silly, and in the back of our heads, there's this vision of this guy that's part Geppetto whittling a stock out of a tree trunk.
Right.
And a little Swiss watchmaker. But Defense Distributed said, no, no, it's more like a computer nerd. Here, plug in this 3D printer, and it will print you the plastic frame of a firearm.
Sure.
Oh. Or they now have desktop machining. It's like someone attacking a piece of aluminum with a dentist drill, but eventually a firearm falls out. And literally, blacksmiths used to be the guys that would beat a shotgun barrel into a cylinder. And now, wow, more and more of us can and more of us are. I think there's a meetup in Florida. Is it called the Makers Meetup? Where you have to bring a gun that you built to compete?
Yeah, I think there is. I saw that. I mean, there's reasons I didn't pay too much attention to it, but I did see that. Yes, sir.
I like that. Most people won't build their own guns. For me, it's not a... Well, let me correct that. The guys who are on the insane cutting edge of either long distance or speed end up always modifying their firearm. At long distance, it's for accuracy and reliability. For these competitors, they want every advantage they can get in speed and accuracy. I just need it to run. I carry it in my pocket. I need to blow the lint out periodically. So I probably will never build a gun, but I respect that. And other than the trigger group, I think I've changed probably every part there was on a 1911. That's not rocket scientist. That's, you just go buy new parts, put in springs, change slides, change whatever you want. And some legislators are selling the lie that we're gun manufacturers giving guns to criminals. Criminals just go, it's just a tool. They'll use a shovel. I think they're trying to criminalize a core part of the Second Amendment culture. That is one of the things that I like about these Second Amendment sanctuary bills. You know, if the crazy feds ever say every gun part that you have is now has to be serialized and treated like a firearm, if you need a new spring for your gun, you have to go get a background check. Like, the criminals are going to do this? Are you out of your mind?
Well, I mean, that kind of thing, though, the problem with that.
Yeah?
And this is the insanity of it.
Right.
It reminds me of that Kevin Costner movie where if you build it, or maybe it was Robert Redford, I don't know, but if you build it, they will come. They think that if they pass a law, that we're just going to say, oh, well, guess we got to do it. And there's only, look at New York. Look in Connecticut. Registration of, quote, unquote, assault weapons. They're in the low single percentile of compliance. They've never done anything about it. We don't hear nothing about it. Once they pass the law, most of the time they forget it.
It generated the press release, which was, well, and it got some Bloomberg bucks.
Right.
And those were the real goals. Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right.
Unless there's some federal, like with the Brady Bill, there had to be some background check, so they had to build up a organization and everything else. But, I mean, most of the laws pass locally.
Yeah.
Most of them, I mean, I don't know what the percentage would be, but, I mean, they don't seem to be enforced.
Like in Illinois, I think they get, you get stopped. You have somebody hits you, you're processed by the police officer. Do you have any firearms on board, on your car? Yes, I do. Oh, this one isn't registered. So you get run in for a nonviolent, a technical violation.
Right.
But it's not like it. Well, it was interesting to see Rand come out and say, yeah, this is a sham. It doesn't make us safer. I did notice that a California judge at the appellate level said, and I can't explain California voters, one of the laws that they passed, I think it was by a referendum, that said for every gun added to their handgun roster, they have to remove three. And a judge said, there's no evidence that that would make the citizens safer. That infringes the Second Amendment. I'm putting a stay on that law immediately. Wow. So the Firearms Policy Coalition's lawsuit is going to move forward.
We'll see.
That's good news.
That's always good news, but, I mean, anytime there's a third party involved, like a court, a judge, a process, you know, I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting for people to start getting adaptive.
What are you thinking?
Well, like, for example, I know that I'm beginning to wonder, should people be able to move back and forth between the states without being questioned about things? If a California voter moves from there to Louisiana, like you, right?
Right.
But they're a typical California voter, which is uninformed and willing to, they're willing to listen to the shiny stuff. And they start voting that way, and then your conservative enclave that you found that made you happy to move to it suddenly becomes California Southwest, or Southeast from California.
Right.
Should that be allowed to happen?
And what you've said, because just show you that I have been listening, we're asking the courts to fix problems that the voters created for themselves.
Yep.
And, yeah, you messed up California, and now you want to come here, leave your bad ideas back where you found them, or learn your lesson before you come. On the other hand, maybe we need to elect politicians who are intensely proud of what their state is. Texas has a brand.
Yeah.
Texas is, don't mess with me. If you don't like it, don't come here. Don't mess with Texas. And maybe Idaho, to a degree, has that attitude as well. And again, a brand. Yeah. Maybe it's something we need to adopt in the other red states.
Yeah. Before I run out of time, one more time, tell everybody how to find you, please, sir.
I will indeed. And it's great to hear your voice. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast when I'm not here with Bill. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. The writing from there is picked up at Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. I write a weekly column at Ammo Land called the Armed Citizens Column. And once a week, Bill and I try and get together. Thank you, Bill.
My pleasure. Thank you for joining me. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.